Well, thank you for that list. I agree, and I think particularly when you define a crisis, we've certainly been involved in what we think have been manipulations of oil markets, and certainly people who took advantage of oil prices during a hurricane, and certainly been involved in electricity rates and what we thought were manipulated electricity markets. So anyway, look forward to working with you on that. Commissioner Slaughter and Chopra. Well, first, let me just thank you, Commissioner Slaughter, for mentioning, well, first of all, enlightening our day with Hattie. Thank you. That's very nice of you. But also for mentioning broadband, and I know the chairman agrees that we have an important opportunity in front of us with the next COVID package as we are seeing schools make decisions about what they're going to do on the education system for the fall. We really have to address this gap, and we need to make sure that the dollars are there and the specific programs are there for broadband. So we look forward to working with everybody to make sure that gets in a package. But on this issue of price gouging, Commissioner Slaughter, you also mentioned, and Commissioner Chopra, what is your perspective about the core provisions of a price gouging law? We heard from the chairman, but what do you believe needs to be in the legislation?
Thank you, Senator, for the question. And you're right about broadband. As you can see with all of us struggling with our feeds occasionally, in the best circumstances, we can see how important it is. In terms of price gouging, I agree with a lot of what the chairman said in terms of what the parameters of price gouging legislation should look like. I would want to make sure that it wasn't too limited and didn't put too high a burden on the agencies to establish that the circumstances have been met, because when that's the case, then we can't really bring the cases effectively that we want to protect the public. And the last point I'd make is I agree also that Section 5 is very much an imperfect tool for addressing these kinds of problems. But I want to see us in all cases, including in the case of price gouging, or maybe especially, thinking about whether particular circumstances might give rise to a creative use of Section 5 authority in this on this topic. And this is something Commissioner Chopra and I both talked about in terms of drug price spikes recently. So I think that we would really benefit from clear legislation from Congress, but very much share your view that this is a high priority and something that we can see the real life effects of for American people every day.
Thank you. Did Commissioner Chopra, did you want to say anything?
Yes, thank you. I agree. Just two quick points. I do not want to see any federal law delete the state laws, but preemption of state laws I don't think is appropriate when it comes to this issue. And I also hope, given some of the framework in the Defense Production Act as well, that you also consider criminal penalties in certain circumstances.
Yeah, I certainly believe so. We've done effective work on this as it relates, as I said, to energy markets, and having criminal penalties has been given the FTC, Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, the tool that they needed to police energy markets. So we certainly don't need any higher energy costs than we should be paying. And just, Mr. Chairman, I know my time has expired, but I just wanted to mention on Commissioner Wilson's point about content curation. This is really a very severe problem that is undermining the newspaper industry. The fact that these content curators are basically becoming the entry and point of delivery is limiting the options for our broadcast and content deliverers in the newspaper business. And I look forward to seeing what the commission comes out with on this, but I think this is also a very important issue that needs to be addressed. Thank you.
Thank you.